We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
I'm going to use dog more in 2014. I use it professionally. Hi, thanks for coming to meet me. This is a very important meeting, dog. I think it's a good look. It's going to work for me. It's going to make me a success in 2014. Dog. You ready for the show, dog?
I'm dogging ready. Yeah.
No, you don't use it like Smurf.
No, like John Cougar Mellon Dog?
Now, the TLL report is not correct this month. Now, dog.
Listen up, dog. I need you to rerun that for me.
I'm going to need you. I need you to
and then I need you to color code it, bring it back in. We'll be in here just hanging out. So go on. Get to it. Anyway, dog, you guys see that Ravens game? That was crazy. It's going to be good.
Did you see that Ice Cube clip with that with Conan O'Brien in the lift?
Yes. Yes.
You didn't think that was part of it. Oh, that was funny.
It's been like 4 weeks ago.
Okay, I just saw it like a week ago. I'm sorry. I apologize.
2014, we're going to be more current.
We should do more current events.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Tony,
that's how we start this show? God, I don't even know we're starting. This is horrible.
We're starting 2014 off strong.
Wow. All right, go ahead. Introduce
Although
the
really,
show.
Although, really, we're ending 2013 week, so it's totally fine.
Well, you know what? End the show. You know what I mean? End the year.
End the show. Thank you. This is Radio for Winners. Hope you enjoyed our 35-second show.
You know, it's been like a month since you've gotten this mural done, and I think I'm having like a stroke. Because whenever I come in here, I can't talk. My head starts to wander.
Yeah, but he didn't have the mural here forever, and you've been like that since day one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I guess you are a little bit of a mumble mouth. And
and you don't know English.
And you have a fear of people. And you are maybe schizophrenic.
That could be possible. Now, 2014, I'm going to try harder.
There is no mural.
There's no garage. You and I don't exist.
Nope. You're going to try harder at what? Obstacle racing? Good for you, Tony.
I'd like to talk less about obstacle racing in 2014.
Wait a minute. Are we going to talk about our own personal, like...
I'd like to.
Or are we going to talk about what we're going to change in the show?
You know what? First, let's talk about 2013. Let's talk about the year in review.
Oh.
We've been doing this show now for what? Since March?
Yes.
So almost a year. We can effectively say we've done this for a year. And I think we've really grown. We've become a much better, smoother run operation.
Are you having fun doing this?
No.
What was the remember they did like a Three Stooges like mix like why did that was do you not know how to fade out? I don't understand. You worked in radio.
He has a jerky hand.
Yeah.
It fades no, it's because it goes from it's very but this
it goes from 10 to 0.
There's not
it's
a,
just an on-off switch.
It's very hard to fade.
Turn on the
Mackie
fader,
board.
Click.
This board is it's very finicky.
Maybe
very,
we should buy a new board.
Very finicky.
Well, no, we're not going to buy a new board. This board's just fine.
I think we should get a big board.
Wow.
But remember the what was the Three Stooges?
For our podcast with 9 listeners.
Look, I bought a 16-track mixing board.
If we had a better board, maybe we'd have more listeners.
I doubt that is true.
That's probably
we need better content.
Do you remember what I'm talking about? The Three Stooges, like, oh man, I'm gonna come up with it in a second. It was like Curly's, the Curly Shuffle. It was the Curly Shuffle.
Oh yeah, I don't remember who that was, but I do remember what you're
doing
talking about.
The Curly Shuffle. Yeah, we had that on a 45.
And the Super Bowl Shuffle. We only had songs with Shuffle in the name. Shuffle off to Buffalo, and
two. Oh, Bob. Remember the guy with the deep voice?
The best is I imagine that you're the age of your son listening to this, running around the house, singing it.
My heart's on fire. Lil Bob. Giddy up. By Oompa Mau Mau.
Eyes that look like heaven. Sweet like cherry wine.
You gotta keep this, so anytime Don starts talking about his youth, you pump this in.
So...
Christmas time at the Don's house.
Tell us about when you were an Eagle Scout.
In the band as well.
This is Don's wedding song.
I'm thinking Elvira.
Come on.
I think when Don hears the song on the radio when he's driving his car, just starts blasting it.
Rolls the windows down and just starts screaming the lyrics out.
Put my sub in the back. Here's the best part.
And tears streaming.
On.
This is also much better than the topics we discuss ahead of time. We should just never bother with topics.
No need to talk about topics.
I think we need topics.
No.
At least just to pretend we have a topic.
Yes, I am.
Or else every show will devolve into pizza and television shows we used to like. And
but you know what?
Local sports.
For the 9 people that are listening to this right now, they're doing this.
That's a good thing for the radio to do a little visual.
Now the guy with the
you guys missed it. Don just did the most amazing mime job of someone listening
no,
to
me. No, they're doing it. They're doing it with me.
My heart's on fire. Elvira.
One more time, Don.
No, giddy up, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
This is the happiest Don has ever been during this podcast.
When my wife listens to this, she's going to divorce me. She doesn't know.
I like that's this is what pushes it over. She's like, you liked Elvira, I'm out.
She doesn't know my Oak Ridge Boys and fascination.
How was that fade? Was that fade?
That was
better?
A good fade. That was
look
a good fade.
I just sent out a tweet earlier that I deleted about the show.
Well, that's good.
I've tweeted 5 times this year, I think.
I was going to say we should all quit Twitter in 2014 like Don has.
That's not funny.
Speaking of things Don should quit, the beard. Are you going to keep it or are you going to shave it? What's going on?
I don't know. I can't decide. I'm having difficulty deciding. Keep it or shave it. Jeremy, what say you?
I would say keep the mustache down to the bottom of your chin and shave the rest off.
Oh.
The Hulk Hogan.
Nice. Nice. And anytime I get out of my car, I'm a real American playing as loud as I can. Yep. Done.
On loop all the time.
Done. Should I dye the mustache, the long mustache?
Just one side of it.
Just blonde?
Just one side blonde and the other side not.
One side blonde. Okay.
It's going to look really good.
Tony, what say you? Shave it or keep it?
2014, the year
I
Don gets
you,
fired.
You keep it. You grow like completely unmanaged.
So don't manage it.
Yeah, don't.
You're just saying grow it out.
Go Unabomber.
Let it go. Let it go.
No hipster. Like that's a big hipster thing now. Is people just have their beards going everywhere. That's what you should do.
So like Saddam Hussein in the bunker.
Total hipster.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was kind of a hipster. Good for him.
Ahead of his time.
He was.
I think my uncle that lived in a van was also a hipster. He can be classified as a hipster now too. But,
look at all the successful people that have had ungroomed beards. It's amazing.
The Unabomber, Saddam Hussein, Tony's uncle.
Now, what is this? Is this the 2013 of Solid Gold that we're watching?
Sunday.
Now, when I look back on this year, I think about the resolutions I made at the beginning of the year.
Do you do that?
I do, like, kind of. I don't write them down, though, because I don't write down goals, because...
Because then you'll never know you didn't meet them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So my goal was getting a better shape. It was complete a few races I want to do this year, and but it was getting a better shape, and I think I have done that. Speaking of shape...
Let's hope everyone forgot about this.
You're not
this.
The shape of an egg anymore. But guess who is?
I may not have.
There was something that we talked about earlier in the show, a weight loss challenge that somebody tossed out.
Yeah, I forget who that was. Was it Modé?
No.
That was not Modé.
Sure as hell wasn't me either.
Well, it probably was me. Now, let's recap. What did I start at? Does anyone remember?
You started over 194 pounds.
I was 190 pounds. No, I started, I think, at 248.
I think it was 252.
I went up at one point. Remember, I had a couple months where I went up to 250 plus, and then I went back down again to 238.
Wow.
And then we hadn't weighed in since, which is not a coincidence.
Do you want to go weigh yourself now?
Sure.
All right.
Let's do it. So I started at 248.
248. 248.
And my goal was to hit, just in case, you know, since everyone doesn't take notes and no one listens to this anyway, I said I was going to get down to 200 pounds.
200.
By the end of 2013.
All right.
Now, I think you look slim right now. I will say that.
He does look very, very svelte.
That's
Hey, 2014, the year of the wireless microphone, so we can actually go over there with you while you weigh yourself. But you know what? If you've lost all that weight, there's no need to keep that scale in here. All right, step on up on there. Take your heavy shoes off. You might want to take that heavy underwear off, too.
So Jeremy's now weighing in.
What do we got? We got drum roll? No, we got nothing. Why don't we have sound? We don't have sound effects. We don't have anything.
That kind of
Jesus.
Stuff.
We've actually downgraded since the start of the show. We had theme songs.
We did have theme songs. What was it?
Brian Adams.
What was it?
So I was 248.
Yeah.
Now 247.
Hey, everybody.
So I was trying to lose
very nice.
48 pounds, and I lost one.
Wow.
I think if I make this bet every year,
that's an accomplishment.
When I am 84,
for the next 40,
I will be down to 200 pounds.
47 years.
This is going to be good.
That is great.
Going to be good.
Now you're going to get in shape this year. Is this the year you're going to kind of?
You know, does anyone have any resolutions they want to make right now before I make the one that I'm clearly going to make to go down to 200 pounds in 2014?
That certainly isn't to go down to 214. No. I don't know. I don't know if I have New Year's. I mean, I guess I do. But I mean, do I need New Year's?
Secret.
Do I? No, I'm just trying to think what I need to. I probably should stop smoking. Yeah, I should do that.
All right, Don's going to stop smoking.
And work out, maybe. What do you think about that?
That's not going to happen.
That's not. These things are not going to happen.
I'm gonna work on it. I'm going to get down
work
to 200 pounds.
All right. Maybe you and I could work out
200
together.
Pounds. Just fully nude in your garage?
In my garage.
We'll just
spandex.
We work hard and we play hard.
Spandex and headbands. And we will work hard.
This is going to be good.
What do you think? And then we become the douches of the show, talking about all the obstacle races that we're running while Tony's eating
cheese.
Now,
do people
cheese
hate the obstacle racing talk?
No, they love it. They look forward to it every single week. No one gives a shit.
No, everyone loves it.
I mean, that could actually be the name of our show. No one gives a shit. No one gives a shit the podcast.
I ran a trail race. last weekend. Not an obstacle.
Look at that. Everyone just turned the podcast off. Yeah. Everybody.
I got injured.
Oh.
Well, now I want to hear about it.
Now we're tuning back in.
Well,
insert funny clip here.
No, I had a race. It was a 5-mile trail race, and it was kind of icy out.
I wonder why.
Because we ran it in winter like a douchebag. So I'm running down. It's like a quarter mile in, and there was a snow covering the ice part. And I slipped on the ice, fell on my left-hand side. Busted up my elbow, and I think I have my proof here. Elbow is still busted up.
Look at that.
Look at that.
A tiny scrape.
Like, my collarbone is killing me.
Your collarbone hurts?
My collarbone is, all jacked up. So I can't, if I lift my my arm like this above my head, or I can't do it.
Don't do that, John McCain.
I can't do it.
Don't do it.
And then I was worried about falling again, so I didn't run as fast as I wanted. And then I got passed by a woman who looked like Fred Berry.
Where's Rerun?
Could have been Fred Berry.
And how slow I was running, it actually very well may have been Fred Berry.
Wow.
I also got beat by a 75-year-old man.
Because you couldn't lift your shoulder up.
No, I was afraid to run fast in the ice.
Wow.
But a 75-year-old guy ran a 7-minute mile.
Wow.
That's insane.
That's what you... Now, that's your dream right there, though.
My goal is to get under. Do you mean be old and be able to run fast?
Yeah. Your goal is to be 75 years old, being able to run a 7-minute mile.
You want
to
be Jack LaLanne.
I want to be like
wearing all yellow.
I just want to win my age bracket.
Pulling both.
And as I get
teeth.
Older, the problem is as I get older, people that are getting older like seem to start running more. So we're like in a very competitive age bracket right now. It's very hard to actually place. But I did place third. In this past race, and my
you were gonna say three.
So his
wouldn't be. Oh, last week I. What did I say last week?
Ringer bells.
Ring bellers.
Ring bellers.
Yeah, you know. So.
So your goal is to outlive all of the competition, so that you can win your age bracket.
Yes. Now I haven't seen many 90-year-old runners, but if I can make it at 93 and I can still walk, I have a chance.
Yeah, but look at your elbow.
I did boo boo. I finished third. Out of 6 runners in my age bracket. So it's not really that big of an accomplishment.
Third out of 6 runners. There's only 6 people in your age bracket?
Yeah, wasn't that busy of a race. Only about,
because
people.
Assholes don't like to run in the ice in the mountains.
Yeah, well, a little bit of ice never hurt anybody except for me.
Except for you. Were you running in your flip-flops? What were you running in?
I was running in, trail shoes.
Trail shoes.
Yeah.
Speaking of trail shoes,
How should we change the show in 2014?
How should we change the show in 2014? Now, you want to drop the racing talk completely?
No, we can't drop it completely because you would have nothing to say.
I have nothing. I that's true. I don't have
You would just sit around until we brought up something you hated, like bell ringers, and then you'd flip out.
It was goddamn.
But this show is about...
Ring bellers.
The ring bellers. This show is about what goes on in your life, so that's and a big part of your life.
And I have nothing else going on in my life.
No, we know that.
What do you guys have going on in your life?
Kids.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's it.
So we
taking
we
everything
live,
up.
We see what we thought this show was going to be is that we would vicariously live through you, but you have a god awful boring life.
There's to talk about T-ball.
Yeah.
And office parties and
this is what it's about, guys. This is our lives. I work out and I talk about it and that's all I talk about.
How does anyone listen to the show?
I don't eat anything fun. I don't drink.
What's that? You don't drink soda, but then you have a soda over there.
Yeah, I decided to have a soda.
He's splurging.
Splurging.
Having a can of Shasta.
The one thing he splurges on is soda.
That's it.
That's interesting.
Well, that and on the weekends, I eat 12 pounds of food. Now, Don, what's your resolution then? Your resolution is to quit smoking.
Yeah, try to work out some more.
You're not going
to
work out, though.
I would like to.
Do you work out now at all?
No.
Why?
I don't have anybody to work out with. I feel like I need somebody to work out with.
See, I don't like to work out with people.
You don't like people at your house. You don't like to talk to people.
Don't like it.
Yeah, we know.
Like, man, it's a trend.
But see, but Jeremy and I live close now. We could do stuff.
You guys should get together like twice a week.
We could do that. You want to do that?
The workout?
You don't want to work out.
I'm totally going to work out with you.
By work out with me, do you mean we could get together twice a week, maybe go up to Bill Bateman's, sit down, eat some wings?
That's right.
Have a couple beers.
And then have sex in the car.
I am game.
Yeah, those two gay guys are back to get wings again. They think no one sees, but they do it right in front of the window.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So then, Jeremy, what's your goals?
I mean, I have to lose 200 pounds.
200 pounds? You're going to get down to 47 pounds?
47 pounds.
Wow, Jeremy.
End of the year.
Jeremy.
That's probably a bad look for me, to be honest.
I've lost 200 pounds.
I found the secret. It's AIDS.
Oh, I'm down to 47 pounds, and I look splendid.
You look great.
Wow. What do you have? You have nothing else?
I mean, everything else. I'd like to be a better parent.
No, you don't.
No.
No.
I just want to lose weight. Be healthier.
The only people that strive to be better parents are women. Just to point that out.
You think so?
They strive to be better parents. Men are like, yeah, that's all right.
We're good enough. I think that's wrong.
All we have to say is I'm better than my dad, and then we're that was, we're sold.
I'm better than my dad was, so I'm obviously a good parent.
I'm a very good parent. Look at me. Tony's crying. Oh, man.
So I guess my other goal is to get more people to listen to this show and to follow our Facebook page and to read the blog. That's what I'd like to have happen.
I would like to do that, too. We need more promotion. We need more help from people that
we know. We need to get billboards, Tony. Billboards.
There is a program director that I see is out of a job that we could probably bring him on board in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Probably pretty cheaply, and I believe that he lives in the area. Now, as far as what a program director does, he programs things on the channel, and since we don't have a channel, and this is the only thing that we have,
probably don't need one. But we should do something.
But
I think we're gonna start a social media initiative.
Maybe we should do something around the social media,
or we won't do any of those things, and we'll go to Bill Bateman's.
I like that too.
I'd be up for that.
That's good. They have better wings from the and more
so,
choices.
So now we can play this back at the end of the year, and we'll say, "Look, here's the things we're going to do. We're going to go to a NASCAR race."
Done. May 2014.
Do I have to do that?
Yes.
You don't have to if you want to be a loser.
Yeah. You want to do that?
We're going to do it.
You just want to get away from your house.
No, I love NASCAR. We're going to go. It's going to be amazing. We're going to do an Ocean Pines trip or another gambling trip.
Done.
I'd like to do Vegas. I think I can do Vegas in September.
Whoa. Can we do Vegas?
I'd be up for Vegas.
I'm up for Vegas.
If we do nothing else, you know that's the one thing we're going to do is Vegas September.
I could do that.
Bet on football. That's going to be the best. So we're doing it.
Let's do it.
And we can get all of our listeners that want to come down Vegas
just
2014
wow.
September.
All right, done.
It's going to be a con. RFW con in Vegas.
Are we do September or October?
September or October, whenever football is on, too. As long as it's a football time.
All right. Done.
You know, I think we used to go the weekend after Labor Day because it was like a dead weekend.
But we have to go when basketball starts, too, because we were betting on that, too, I think.
That was when we went in the spring.
Hockey?
Actually, if we did go in like October, we'd have three sports to bet on. We'd have football, hockey, and basketball. So a lot of sports betting.
A lot of choices.
I would be up for that.
Yeah.
Is the World Series over by then?
No, actually, you bet on the World Series.
Wow.
Wow, listen. Holy mackerel.
Like, towards the end of October.
Listen to
this. I'm going to lose all of my money in 2014.
Yeah.
And then we'll pass by Evander Holyfield, not stop saying it to him.
Because we got to get our football bets
in.
We got to
put our
baseball. That's nice. We got to go put our picks in. Gotta put our picks in.
So that works. Maybe the end of October, Halloween time period.
So if you're going to start working out too, Don, do you want to, you know, again, promise to do an obstacle race we're not going to do?
Yes, as long as we promise that we're going to do it, but we actually don't do it.
Okay, we're down.
Done. Obstacle race in 2014.
Okay, it'll be August. You can actually sign up now for like $70.
Not going to sign up now. Going to sign up in August.
It's the hardest race I ever did, so we can do it again.
Which one?
The Spartan race. At Wintergreen.
No, F Wintergreen. Wintergreen's the worst.
Well, it'd be fun.
No, that was the worst thing I've ever done.
It'd only be like 5 hours.
I hate that. We're not doing that. We're going to find a flatter one.
Yep.
All right.
Flat it is.
Or we'll just hang out in Don's backyard, run through the sprinkler, and call it a day.
I'll get a slip and slide, and we'll have an even bigger, better.
And we'll just hit each other with tennis rackets on the way through.
Find us at iTunes.com/radio4winners.
Don't
say
iTunes.com.
What do you want me to do?
Find us on theinternet.com.
Hey, if you're on iTunes, we need you to leave a review because it's very important. I recommend putting 5 stars, 6 stars. How many stars do I have on iTunes? I don't even know.
Five, but you can put 10 if you like.
Put as many stars as you can, but please give it reviews. It helps us with our advertising. Speaking of advertising, Don, if an advertiser wants to advertise on Radio for Winners, how can they go about that?
Do you mean to do that whole thing? Is that what you want me to do? What am I missing? What am I missing? You just mean to have a conversation?
He was trying to just have a conversation to do it, and he comes back to you and you're chewing ice.
He said for me to record something, then he wants to have a conversation. I'm confused.
Advertisers are going to love this.
They should.
This is what our live reads will be like.
They're going to jump right on board.
Yes, they will.
rfwshow@gmail.com.
Correct.
Yes.
What's the address again?
rfwshow@gmail.com.
All right, so one more time. Where can they find us? Do advertising.
rfwshow@gmail.com. And hey, while you're on iTunes, don't forget to leave us a review.
Speaking of reviews, we could really use some more reviews.
We could. 5 stars is what I recommend.
But don't put in the review we've asked you to do that.
I feel like this is going to be the last show we ever did.
This could be. This is awful. Well, I think the beginning was good. The intro stuff we did was good.
I don't understand what you were trying to do at the end.
I don't really know either, to be honest.
Well, you're laughing and encouraging him, and you're making me look like the idiot, and I'm sure that I am, and I don't have a problem with playing the role of said idiot, but somebody help me and tell me what you want me to do.
Tonight, the idiot's being played by Cherokee Don.
One more time about the advertising. Just talk about it. Just talk to the advertiser.
Hi, advertisers. Are you interested in advertising with Radio for Winners? I would suggest that you should. Your company's not doing well anyway. So spend a little money with us, and we'll help promote your company. Contact us at rfwshow@gmail.com.
rfwshow@gmail.com. That's where you can find us if you want to put your advertiser bucks in our wallets.
We would love it.
That's terrible.
First off, who's going to advertise with us?
I think we could get one advertiser. Yeah, that should be the goal. 2014.
To get one advertiser?
One advertiser.
Bill's Pizza Shop. Sandusky, Ohio.
The worst part about this is I have to edit now 7 minutes and get some.
Radio Fruit is brought to you by Sorrento's.
I would kill to have Sorrento's as an advertiser.
You only have to pay us $5, we'll do your advertising. Pay us in monthly cheesesteaks. Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can.
Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.